ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय 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 So tonight we can read from Srimad Bhagavad Gita as it is. This is fourth chapter text.
Čitamo iz Srimad Bhagavad Gita kakva jeste, četvrto poglavlje, stih 39.
Is it yeah. So we go sentence by sentence?
Yes.
Shadava labate jnanam tatparaha samyatendriya jnanam labdha param shantim achirnadi gacchati shadhava labate jnanam tatparaha samyatendriya jnanam labdha param shantim Achirenadigacchati Shadavallabhate jnanam Tatparasamyatendriyah Jnanam labdhva param shanti Achirenadigacchati Shadavallabhate jnanam Tatpara samyatendriyah Jnanam labdhva parham shantim Achirenadi gacchati Shadavallabhate jnanam Tatpara samyatendriyah Jnanam labdhva param shantim Achirenadi gacchati Shadhava labhate jnanam Tatpara samyatendriyah Jnanam labdhva param shantim Achirenadi gacchati Shalavate jnanam Tatpara samyatendriyah Jnanam labdhva param shantim Achirenadi gacchati Shradavan A faithful man Labhate achieves jnanam knowledge tatparaha very much attached to it samyata controlled indriyaha senses jnanam knowledge labdha having achieved param transcendental Shantim, peace, Achirena, Varizum, Adhigacchati, attains. There is somebody who doesn't speak English here. Yeah, he does. Okay, so I read the translation and you can translate. A faithful man who is dedicated to transcendental knowledge and who subdues his senses is eligible to achieve such knowledge and, having achieved it, he quickly attains the supreme spiritual peace.
Vjeran čovjek koji obuzdava svoje osjetila i koji se posvetio transcendentalnom znanju zavrijeđuje da ga stekne. Stekavši takvo znanje, ubrzo dostiže najviši duhovni mir.
Such knowledge in Krishna consciousness can be achieved by a faithful person who believes firmly in Krishna. One is called a faithful man who thinks that simply by acting in Krishna consciousness he can attain the highest perfection. This faith is attained by the discharge of devotional service and by chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, which cleanses one's heart of all material dirt. Over and above this, one should control the senses. A person who is faithful to Krishna and who controls the senses can easily attain perfection in the knowledge of Krishna consciousness without delay.
Takvo znanje u svjesnosti Krishne može dostići odana osoba koja čvrsto vjeruje u Krishnu. Onaj tko misli da jednostavno zahvaljujući djelovanju svjesnosti Krishne može dostići najviše savršenstvo, naziva se vjernim. Ta se vjera dostiže predanim služenjem i pjevanjem Mahamantre. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, koja čisti srce od sve materijalne prljavštine. Uz to, osoba treba vladati osjetilima. Osoba vjerna Krišni, koja vlada osjetilima, lako može dostići savršenstvo u znanju i svjesnosti Krišne, bez odlaganja.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shimadu Bhaktivedanta Swami Tinam Namaste Saraswati Devam Gurvani Prachani Nirvishisha Shimadu Prashtati Vizatanta. A faithful man who is dedicated to transcendental knowledge and who subdues his senses is eligible to achieve such knowledge, and having achieved it, he quickly attains the supreme spiritual peace.
Vjeran čovjek koji obuzdava svoje osjetila i koji se posvetio transcendentalnom znanju zavrijeđuje da ga stekne. Stekavši takvo znanje, ubrzo dostiže najviši duhovni mir.
So this shloka has quite few more in Bhagavad Gita deals with the necessity of attainment of spiritual peace and attaining faith.
Ova šloka i još neke u Bhagavad Gita govori o važnosti dosezanja duhovnog mira.
So faith is usually defined especially by the atheistic class of men as something completely irrational.
Vjera se definira od onih koji su racionalisti kao nešto što je potpuno iracionalno.
With great pride the science and the scientists are announcing that we are the truly rational people. You don't need any faith.
Naučni znanstvenici sa velikim ponosom objavljuju kako su oni racionalni ljudi i kako im vjera nije potrebna.
Of course, looking in detail, you will very quickly find out that the whole scientific dogmas being established are purely on the level of faith.
Međutim, kada malo pažljivije pogledamo detalje, možemo vidjeti da je čitava znanstvena dogma utemeljena u stvari na vjeru.
It's the biggest fanatical sect you are dealing with.
To je najveća fanatična sekta s kojom imamo posla.
Stating the scientists are really good at this.
Znači, znanstvenici su u tome jako dobro izjavljivanje.
They always say, because it is like that, therefore it must be like this.
I oni uvijek kažu, zato što je to ovako, onda to mora biti onako.
And people go, oh, that, yeah, because of, it's like that, that it must be like that, yeah.
Da, ljudi onda kažu, da, zato što je to tako, onda ovo mora biti ovako.
Only devotees, they noticed, wait a minute, what did you say?
A jedino bhakti primjećuju i kažu, čekaj malo, šta si to rekao?
Because it is like that.
Zato što je to tako.
Because it is like that.
Zato što je to tako.
Part one.
To je prvi dio.
But it is not like that.
Ali to nije tako.
That's already wrong.
To je već u početku krivo.
It's like somebody says, because one and one is three, therefore, three times five is 27.
To je kao kad neko kaže, jedan plus jedan je tri, iz toga je 3 puta 5, 27.
Somebody goes, wait a minute, there was already a mistake in the beginning.
A neko će reći, pa čekaj malo, pa greška je bila već u početku.
So what to speak of the rest?
A šta onda da govorimo o ostatku?
But, you know, that's when you want to brainwash people, you have to come out very convincingly.
Ali kada hoćete ljudima isprat mozak, onda morate nastupiti vrlo uvjerljivo.
Because it's like this.
Zato što je to tako.
Therefore it must be like that.
Onda mora biti ovako.
But it doesn't make any sense.
Ali to nema smisla.
It's all faith.
Sve je to vjera.
Because they say, because life comes from matter.
I oni kažu, zato što život dolazi iz materije.
Therefore, we are matter.
Stoga mi smo materija.
There's nothing more to it.
Nema ništa više tu.
But does life come from matter?
Ali dolazi li život iz materije?
Prabhupada immediately pointed on it.
Prabhupada je odmah ukazao na to.
And from there on everything collapsed. All the scientific blah 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 finished.
I tu se odmah urušila sva znanstvena priča.
So faith we have to have always.
Tako da uvijek trebamo imati
vjeru. Prabhupada gives the very simple example. If you want to find out who is your father and mother, then who is your father, you have to ask the mother.
Prabhupada daje jednostavan primjer. Ako želite znati tko vam je otac, morate pitati majku.
Scientists will say, ha ha, nowadays you don't have to.
Znanstvenici kažu, ne, ne, danas ne morate.
Because we have DNA.
Jer imamo DNK.
We will show you who your father is.
Mi ćemo vam pokazati tko vam je otac.
Okay, then I have to have a faith in the scientist.
Dobro, onda moram imati vjeru u naučnike.
What do I know about DNA?
Šta ja znam o DNK?
Nothing.
Ništa.
So the scientist goes, this is the DNA here, this is analysis, and that's your father.
Da, znanstvenici kažu, ovo je DNK analiza, da, i ovo je tvoj otac.
And I have to trust it again.
Ja opet moram vjerovati.
Again I have to develop a faith.
Moram imati vjeru.
Without faith we cannot live.
Bez vjere ne možemo živjeti.
And actually people want to have a faith.
U stvari ljudi žele imati vjeru.
It's just they were so many times cheated, then they say, I have no more faith in anything.
Ali jednostavno toliko su puta prevereni da kažu, ja nemam vjere više u ništa.
Well, that's a great faith in itself.
To je samo po sebi velika vjera.
It's just the other side of the same coin.
To je druga strana istog novčića.
Or they say, I believe only in myself.
Kažu, ja vjerujem samo u sebe.
And who is you?
Ko si ti?
I don't know.
Ne znam.
So what are you believing in?
A u šta onda vjeruješ?
So this is all dead end roads.
Znači ovo su sve slijepe ulice.
Demonstrating that faith is absolutely essential part of our life.
Ali vjera je u stvari najbitniji dio našeg života.
This like and dislike, but people always manifest this. I like him, I don't like him.
Ljudi uvijek razmišljaju u terminima ovo volim, ovo ne volim.
You know, this is all demonstration of misguided faith.
I to je sve demonstracija promašene vjere.
So Srila Prabhupada certainly didn't advocate blind faith.
Srila Prabhupada sigurno nije zastupao slijepu vjeru.
But he said you have to have faith.
Ali je rekao morate imati vjeru.
I just heard a lecture. He devotees addressed this issue. It's a morning walk actually. They addressed this issue about faith.
Upravo sam slušao jednu lekciju, stvari to je bio jutarnja šetnja gdje su bhakti se obratili se sa pitanjem u vezi sa vjerom.
And they say Prabhupada, most of the people they follow, they have a blind faith.
Ja sam rekao Prabhupada, većina ljudi ima slijepu vjeru.
They are so easy to be influenced by somebody and they follow.
Jednostavno tako je lako utjecati na ljude i oni jednostavno slijede.
Prabhupada said this is good.
Prabhupada je rekao to je dobro.
This is good because that's the only thing they can do.
To je dobro, ali jedino to mogu raditi.
Now the question is who they follow, that's the real point.
Prava poanta, pravo pitanje je koga slijede.
But he said knowledge is not for actually he says even it's not for the majority of people.
U stvari znanje nije za većinu ljudi.
They have to follow with faith. They have no other choice.
Oni moraju slijediti sa vjerom, nemaju izbora.
Because they have no brain.
Nemaju mozga.
But we are trying to implement brain here.
Mi ovdje pokušavamo primijeniti mozak.
And that kind of faith is the best.
I takva vrsta vjere je najbolja.
Which is based on our shastric understanding.
Koja se bazira na našem razumijevanju šastra.
But you know, you go out and preach and distribute books, you know how many people really, rationally, you know, absorb Krishna consciousness.
Vi koji dijelite knjige, idete van, znate koliko ljudi stvarno racionalno prihvata svjesnost Krišne.
There are so many irrational barriers you have to overcome before you finally come to the point of Shastra.
Toliko je iracionalnih barijera koje morate savladati dok dođete do poante svjesnosti u Shastrama.
Our whole book distribution is happening on a quite irrational platform.
Znači, većina našeg djelanja knjiga se dešava na jednom veoma iracionalnom nivou.
Nobody expects to meet book distributor on the street.
Niko ne očekuje da će se resti djelitelja knjiga na cesti.
And nobody who distributes the books ever planned for it.
I niko ko dijeli knjige to nije planirao raditi.
So you have coming somebody who never planned for it and somebody who never expected that.
Znači imate nekoga ko to nikad nije planirao i nekoga ko to nikad nije očekivao.
Still they buy the book.
I opet kupe knjigu.
Why?
Zašto?
Well, they don't even know something.
Ponekad uopće ni ne znaju.
No rational basis.
Nema racionalne osnove.
They think, is good.
Misle, da, to je dobro.
Why? I don't know.
Zašto? Ne, pa ne znam.
Sometimes they say, no, that's not good, I hate you.
Neki kaže, ne, to nije dobro, mrzim te.
You ask him why.
Vi pitate zašto.
No, they don't know either.
Ni to ne znaju.
So, so where is the rationality in this whole thing?
Znači, gdje je tu razum, racionalnost?
They just feel something.
Oni jednostavno osjećaju nešto.
You know, yeah. And they feel either piously or impiously.
I osjećaju se jedino ili pobožno ili bezbožno.
And then, later on, when they start to practice, Sefo Prabhupada says here, this phase is attained by the discharge of devotional service.
And the Prabhupada kaže, ova vjera se dostiže izvođenjem predanog služenja.
And by chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra.
I mantranjem Hare Krishna Maha mantra.
Then our original consciousness comes more forward and we start to really become faithful.
I onda naša izvorna svjesnost dolazi u prvi plan i onda zaista postajemo vjerni.
This is the switch from Kanishta Adhikari to Madhyama Adhikari platform.
I to je prelazak iz Kanishta Adhikari nivoa na Madhyama Adhikari nivo.
Kanishta is very much guided by sentiment.
Kanishta Adhikari je vođen svojim sentimentima, osjećama.
Madhyama less.
Madhyama manje.
And Uttama not at all.
A Uttama nikako.
He is just so realized in the Shastic platform that he will not be moved by some I like you and I don't like you, you know.
On je toliko realiziran u šastrama da on neće biti na njega neće utjecati na razmišljanje tipa ja meni se to sviđa, meni se to ne sviđa.
So faith is very essential.
I vjera je stvar jako bitna.
That's the beginning.
To je početak.
That's the middle.
To je sredina.
And that's the end.
I to je kraj.
Absolute unshakable faith.
Apsolutna nepoljuljana vjera.
And there is immediately in this shloka also indicate how one can lose that faith.
I ovdje se indicira kako osoba gubi vjeru.
By not controlling the senses.
Na način da ne kontrolira svoja osjetila.
Because the senses will introduce us immediately to a whole world of dualities.
Jer osjetilo nas uvode odmah u svijet dualnosti.
With the supreme sense, that's the mind.
Jer vrhovno osjetilo je um.
Mind means sankalpa and vikalpa.
Um znači sankalpa i vikalpa.
Acceptance, rejection. Acceptance, rejection.
Prihvatanje, odbijanje. Prihvatanje, odbijanje.
Like a pendulum, no?
Kao klapno.
And you see a person on a mental platform.
Kad vidite osobu koja je na mentalnoj platformi.
Sometimes even physically, when he's confused, he starts to walk back and forth, with no reason, like the pendulum.
Vidite osobu koja je fizički zbunjena, i ona hoda tamo, amo, kao klapno.
Shall I know?
Hoću li? Neću li?
Maybe I don't know, maybe I shall. No.
Možda ne znam, možda hoću, možda neću.
Back and forth. Like
naprijed nazad.
It's the mind.
To je um.
So how can you have a faith in such a situation?
Kako možete imati vjeru u takvoj situaciji?
There is Bhagavad Gita, maybe there is some anti-Bhagavad Gita somewhere.
Postoji Bhagavad Gita, možda postoji neka anti-Bhagavad Gita.
We don't know.
Ne znam.
How can we say this is it?
Kako možemo reći to je to?
Maybe we will find something on a way which will prove that this is not.
Možda ćemo naći nešto što će dokazati da ovo nije.
We don't know where it is.
Mi ne znamo gdje je to.
We don't know what it is.
Mi ne znamo što je to.
But maybe it's something.
Ali možda je nešto.
Like in a, today in a democratic society, which is called the mental society, so this is very important, that principle.
U današnjem demokratskom društvu, možemo reći slobodno mentalnom društvu, to je vrlo važan princip.
Nobody can dare and say, come forward and say, this is like this.
Niko se ne smije usuditi doći i reći, to je tako.
We noticed that even when we were invited to the media, like, you know, to the TV discussions and things like that.
Čak i kad nas pozovu na medije, na diskusije na televiziji.
We became so trained on this.
Postali smo tako istrenirani u tome.
So when they invited us, please Hare Krishna, please come to the studio. Please. We want you that you simply present your religion.
Kad nas pozovu u studio, oh Hare Krishna, molim vas dođite, predstavite svoju religiju.
We immediately ask them, who else do you invite?
I odmah pitamo, koga ste još pozvali?
No. They were lying.
Lažu.
They always invited some anti-Hare Krishna also.
Odmah, također su sigurno pozvali nekoga koji je protiv Hare Krishna.
Because it has to be balanced.
Jer mora biti ravnotež.
It cannot just be anti-Hare Krishna and cannot just be Hare Krishna. It has to be balanced.
Ne može biti samo neko koji je protiv Hare Krishna ili neko koji je samo Hare Krishna. Mora biti ravnotež.
It's called TV discussion.
To se zove TV diskusija.
You know, there is this guy sits in the middle and there is this, you know, there is the right side and left side.
Ima tu neko ko sjedi u sredini, imate lijevu i desnu stranu.
And then they raise some subject matter.
I onda se neka tema pokrene.
And then they go, what do you think about this?
I onda kažu, šta vi mislite o tome?
And one is for it, one is against it.
Jedan je za, jedan je protiv.
And they try to keep it balanced.
i oni pokušavaju održavati ravnotežu.
You said too much for it, now you say something against it.
Ti si rekao malo previše za, sad ti reci nešto protiv.
And people sit at home on the TV.
A ljudi sjede doma pred
televizorom. And they go, oh, that's for it. Oh, that's against it.
Da, ovo je za, da, ovo je protiv. Ovo je za, ovo je protiv.
That's against it. And after 1 hour of this, you know, of this,
nakon sat vremena ovakvog,
then the guy on the mics goes, oh, now we are running out of time, you know, I guess this was very informative, so please make your own opinion, bye bye.
I onda tip za mikrofonom kaže, da, vrijeme nam ističe, nadam se da ovo bilo jako informativno, sad formirajte svoje mišljenje, doviđenja.
And people go, I don't know.
Ne znam.
I don't know.
Ne znam.
Anyway, let's do something more practical.
Hajmo raditi nešto praktično.
That means to enjoy the senses now.
To znači uživati u osjetilima.
That seems to be the most practical and very faithful choice.
To se čini najpraktičniji, najvjerniji izbor.
Because that we believe in 100%.
Jer u to vjerujemo 100%.
This body is me.
Ovo tijelo sam ja.
And I will enjoy it.
I ja ću u njemu uživati.
There's no more discussion and no more democracy.
Nema više uživa, nema više rasprave i demokracije.
Don't dare to come to me and say maybe you are not this body.
Nemoj da se usudiš doći i reći ti možda nisi ovo tijelo.
But if you are democratic, then you should consider this also, isn't it?
Ali ako si demokrata, onda trebaš i o tome razmišljati, zar ne?
No. On
ne,
that
ne,
point,
ne, ne.
They are blind, they are fanatical.
Potom,
no, I have this body.
Po tom pitanju su slijepi i fanatični. Ne, ja sam ovo tijelo.
Don't take away my eating, sleeping, mating and defending.
Nemoj me oduzimati moje spavanje, jedenje, hranjenje i parenje.
Even you tell them, but excuse me, this is not a question of philosophy. This is a question of empiric experience.
Čekaj, kad kažete, ovo nije pitanje filozofije, ovo je pitanje empirije i iskustva.
Look, your teeth are falling out.
Gledaj, tvoji zubi ispadaju.
You know, feel the pain of disease.
Osjećaš bol, bolest.
You know, aren't you sometimes confused?
Zar nisi ponekad zbunjen?
It's practical.
To je praktično.
And you want to enjoy this?
Ti želiš u tome uživati?
They go, well, that's the only thing I got.
Ali oni kažu, to je jedino što imam.
But that's also a very fanatical statement.
I to je jedna također jako fanatična izjava.
Because you don't know everything what you can get. Maybe you can get more.
Ja ne znam što možeš dobiti, možda možeš dobiti više.
Like in Krishna consciousness.
Kao u svjesnosti Krishna.
They are so blinded by that bodily consciousness, they ask you always, who forbade you to enjoy the body?
Oni su toliko zaslijepljeni tjelesnom svjesnošću da pitaju tko vam je zabranio da uživate u tijelu.
When you tell them, nobody.
Kad im kažete pa nitko.
I can do it any time.
Mogu to učiniti kad
to želim.
Požel.
No problem.
Nije problem.
Nobody is tying me up here.
Niko me nije zavezao.
You know, anybody here can get up tonight and go, I want to go to Zagreb and do something really wild.
Da svako od vas može ustati i reći, želim otići u Zagreb i učiniti nešto stvarno divlje.
Maybe Zadar is even better.
Možda je Zadar još bolji.
You know, no, who can stop you?
Ko vas može zaustaviti?
But they think, no, if you renounce this, then somebody must have restricted you.
Ne, oni misle, ako ste se vi odrekli toga, neko mora da vas putava.
They cannot imagine that after many, many lifetimes, of course, the living entity comes to the point where it goes, that cannot be it, this is not everything.
Oni ne mogu shvatiti da nakon vjerovatno mnogo života živo biće dođe do točke kada kaže pa ovo ne može biti sve u svemu.
And then the faith is shifted.
I onda se vjera pomjera.
We are looking actually for a place where we can invest our faith.
I mi tražimo mjesto gdje možemo uložiti svoju vjeru.
But it can be mixed.
Ali ono može biti miješano.
It's called Kama Mishra Bhakti.
To se zove Kama Mishra Bhakti.
Some faith for Krishna consciousness is here.
Postoji neka vjera za svjesnost Krišne.
But we also have still some faith for the other things.
Ali imamo malo vjere i za druge stvari.
We are not so sure it was set wrong to enjoy this or desire that.
Nismo baš tako sigurni da nije da je loše uživati ili željeti nešto drugo.
And that's okay, so for we have the purifying stages in Krishna consciousness.
I to je u redu, jer imamo stupanj pročišćenja u svjesnosti Krišne.
So for we have the ashramas.
Zbog toga imamo ashrame.
Like very simple example, how Srila Prabhupada as a little child he had no faith.
Jednostavan primjer, Srila Prabhupada kao dijete nije imao vjere
that by touching a propeller on the ceiling, you know, the ventilator, it hurts.
Da će ga zaboljeti ako pokuša dodirnuti ventilator na strop.
So he was always trying to get there.
I uvijek si pokušavao se popeti gore, da ga dodirnu.
And Gor Mohan told him, don't do this, this is dangerous.
Gor Mohan mu je govorio, ne čini to, to je opasno.
But he tried again, again.
Ali on je pokušavao, iznova i iznova.
So Gor Mohan was very wise man.
Gor Mohan je bio jako mudar čovjek.
He pulled out the plug.
On je isključio ventilator.
And when the propeller was going slower,
i kad se ventilator malo sporije okretao,
a certain speed, he lifted up even the small abhay and said, now you can touch it.
I on je podigao malog abhaya i rekao, sad možeš dodirnuti.
And abhay was saying, oh, now I can touch.
I abhaya mislio, oh, sad će ga dodirnuti.
So he was going. And then the propeller, the blade came, was going, bang.
I onda je došao oštrica.
And the little abhay realized, ah, it hurts.
Mali abhay je shvatio, da, to boli.
He never wanted to touch it again.
Nikad više to nije želio dodirnuti.
So this is called Grihastha Ashrama in Krishna consciousness.
Sa svjesnosti Krishna zove Grihastha Ashram.
A regulated speed.
Pri reguliranoj brzini.
For those who think I should touch.
Za one koji misle da treba malo dodirnuti.
So in a regulated speed it comes.
I onda dobijete to na reguliranoj brzini.
And please believe me, it brings pain.
I vjerujte mi, to donosi bol.
More or less.
Manje ili više. Zavisi od brzine.
You know, if you are very wise,
ako ste vrlo mudri,
you don't touch.
Onda nećete dirati.
Why should you touch?
Zašto biste dirali?
There were plenty of people before you were touching.
Mnogo ljudi prije vas je dodirivalo.
They were going, you know, people who even lost fingers like this.
Neki ljudi su tako izgubili prste.
Go on Sankirtan, you will meet them all.
Idete u Sankirtan i sve ćete ih sresti.
The streets are full of these who touched the full speed fan.
Ulice su pune onih koji su dodirnuli ventilator pri punoj brzini.
They have damaged heads, damaged fingers.
Imaju oštećene glave, prste.
Damaged money bags.
Imaju oštećene svoje novčanike.
You know, yeah. Plenty of examples of this. Go on.
Jako puno ovakvih primjera.
No, we don't want to do this in Krishna consciousness.
A mi to ne želimo činiti u svjesnosti Krishna.
We cannot. We cannot just give it up, the touch.
Ali mi ne možemo odustati do toga, okay, da dodirujemo.
Then it's regulation.
Onda postoji reguliranost.
First regulation, no divorce.
Prvo pravilo je nema razvoda.
Because you want to touch.
Jer želite dirati.
So touch.
Onda dodirnite.
You know, and then sooner or later, very quite soon probably, nowadays in Kali Yuga, very soon,
znači,
they come
prije, out, oh, it hurt. U stvari sada u Kali Jugi mnogo prije dođete do toga da ga jako zaboli.
And that's the whole point.
I to je čitava point.
And then, you know, this is not negative. This is very positive.
U stvari ovo nije negativno, ovo je jako, jako pozitivno.
Because it's the only way to learn.
Da, to je jedini način da se nauči.
And the experience is so profound, those they, you know, they really experienced, they go immediately for the switch and they tune down the speed. Like, you know, we can adjust the speed of the fan.
Znači, iskustvo je tako duboko da jednostavno oni koji su probali odmah idu prema prekidaču da smanje brzinu.
Because they know bigger speed, bigger pain.
Jer znaju, veća brzina, veći bol.
So let's keep it on a minimum speed.
Onda hajmo to držati na minimalnoj brzini.
And we learn about ventilators.
I onda naučimo sve o ventilatorima.
There are different kind of ventilators.
Postoje različite vrste ventilatora.
Goodness, passion, ignorance ventilators.
Znači ventilatori u guni vrline,
neznanje, strast.
I sakupimo svoje lekcije u srcu.
In the brain, oh yeah, that's no problem.
U mozgu nikad nije nikakav problem.
In brain we can explain everything.
Mozgom možemo sve objasniti.
Don't touch a ventilator, no good. You know,
ne diraj ventilator, nije to dobro.
We know everything about ventilators.
Mi znamo sve o ventilatoru.
But in the heart.
Ali u srcu.
That's the real vigyana.
To je prava vigyana.
And that takes time maturing.
I to, za to je potrebno vrijeme i sazrijevanje.
Many lifetimes maybe.
Možda mnogo života.
Those we can see who are very happily not touching the fans, maybe they did touch them previously, but they really learned the lesson.
Oni koji sada ne dodiruju ventilator, možemo vidjeti da su sretni, jer vjerovatno su naučili u prethodnom životu.
So when they see a fan, they smile.
I kad vide ventilator, on se nasmiješa.
And they go, very nice.
On kaže, jako lijepo.
Not for me.
Ali nije za mene.
Thank you very much.
Hvala lijepo.
You know. There is one very nice Vaishnava sitting here. I don't want to embarrass him here, so I don't want to mention his name.
There
is some very nice Vaishnava who told me very briefly, just, you know, casually.
Želim reći takoje da ga ne bi dobio na priliku.
Looking at the grihastha population.
I rekao mi kratko gledajući na populaciju grihastha. Brahmachari, naravno.
I really don't understand what's in it.
Stvarno ne razumijem šta tu ima.
I know even sannyasis in ISKCON who have such an understanding of grihastha ashrama that they don't understand it at all. From a shastra, yes, yeah, but practically they think, why do I do this?
Čak imamo i sanjasi iskren koji nemaju razumijevanja grihastašama. Naravno, tu je znanje iz šastra, ali jednostavno praktičnog razumijevanja nema.
Like,
šta je tu?
When you observe fishes in aquarium,
kada gledate ribe u akvarijumu,
they are very enthusiastic.
Oni su vrlo entuzijastični.
They swim back and forth. And back and forth.
Plivaju tamo, ovamo, tamo, ovamo.
But you may ask yourself why they're doing that.
A pitate se zašto to čine?
What is the meaning of this?
Kako je svrha toga?
They have their own world there inside, you know, and they swim back and forth.
Imaju svoj svijet tu unutra i plivaju tamo, ovamo, tamo, ovamo. Zašto?
So there is such a stage of mature renunciation where you can maybe understand in theory, but it doesn't appear, it just doesn't appear to you.
Znači, postoji taj stupanj odricanja kada možete razumjeti to racionalno, ali nemate
put. For the majority of people,
za većinu ljudi,
because there is a regulated ventilator.
Postoji regulirani ventilator.
And that's actually very glorious because at least they understood I have to regulate.
I to je jako slavno jer su barem shvatili da moram se podreći pravilima.
They don't belong to this vast army of fools who follow the call of Maya.
Oni ne pripadaju toj ogromnoj armiji budala koji slijede poziv Maje.
Which tells them, come on, put the head in a ventilator.
Koja im kaže, dođi, stavi glavu u ventilator.
They can see the one before them.
Oni mogu vidjeti onog ispred sebe.
He put the head inside and bam, you know.
Koji stavlja glavu u ventilator i dum.
He goes, but he got hurt.
Kažeš, i oni kažu, pa on se povrijedio.
Maya tells you, Maya he did kaže, it in a wrong way.
A on je to učinio na pogrešan način.
You are expert.
Ti si ekspert, ti si
vješt. Right,
ti ćeš to učiniti kako treba.
Then you are on the line again. Pam!
I onda glava u ventilatoru. Bup.
So outside of Krishna consciousness is a very dangerous experiment.
U stvari, van svjesnosti Krishna ovo je jako opasan eksperiment.
It can transport you right away out of the human form of life.
Ili se može transportirati odmah van ljudskog oblika života.
You know, monkeys have no problem to think about ventilators.
Majmuni nemaju problema sa ventilatorom.
They are just living in the day and night.
Oni žive u ventilatoru dan i noć.
You know, so they have no even idea there could be something wrong with it.
Oni uopće nemaju ideju o tome da bi tu nešto moglo biti loše.
But as a human being we can think why is this happening?
Ali kao ljudsko biće možemo razmišljati da zašto se to dešava.
And we can shift our faith to another level.
I možemo prebaciti svoju vjeru na drugi nivo.
Maybe we don't have 100% faith in Krishna consciousness.
Možda nemamo 100% vjeru u svjesnost Krishna.
But any percent is good enough to start with.
Ali bilo koji procenat je dobar da počnemo.
And by performance of devotional service.
I izvođenjem predanog služenja.
Chanting the holy name.
I mantranjem svetog imena.
And Prabhupada very much just association with devotees.
I Prabhupada naglašava druženjem s bhaktama.
That's the way how we can nourish the faith so it can grow stronger and stronger.
To je način na koji možemo hraniti svoju vjeru tako da postaje sve jača i jača.
Therefore anybody coming even close to Krishna consciousness is actually a glorious person.
Tako da svako ko dođe čak i blizu svjesnosti Krishna je jako slabna osoba. Imamo večeras i predstavu.
So maybe there's some comments.
Možda neki komentar, pitanje. Da li je moguće u svjesnosti Krišne biti u stanju slijepe vjere?
Well, in many regards we are doomed to it. We have no other choice.
Na mnoge načine mi smo na to osuđeni, nemamo ni izbora.
Because like Like, I give you example, when the first Chaitanya Charitamrita got published.
Evo daću primjer, kada je objavljena prva Chaitanya Charitamrita.
And became part of our book distribution.
Kada je postao dio našeg dijeljenja knjiga.
Devotees ask Prabhupada, Prabhupada, I mean, we don't understand here sometimes one word, and now we distribute this to people.
I onda su bakte rekli, Prabhupada, mi ovdje ne razumijemo ponekad niti jednu riječ, i onda sad to trebamo dijeliti ljudima.
He said, I followed my spiritual master blindly.
On je rekao, ja sam svog duhovnog učitelja slijedio.
On this point,
po ovom pitanju,
he said, you publish these books and make sure they get distributed, and that's what I'm doing.
I to po ovom pitanju, znači da objavim ove knjige i da ih dijelim, i to je ono što ja činim.
Absolute faith.
Apsolutna vjera.
You have to understand, he said it to a bunch of hippies.
Moramo razumjeti, on je to rekao jednoj gomili hippie.
Standing there going like,
koji su stajali tamo i ovako svi.
And he provoked that faith. His faith was so strong that it infected us.
A njegova vjera je bila toliko snažna da je utjecala na nas.
Now he said, if he has such a faith, well then,
on
we have to follow.
Takvu vjeru, znači morali smo slijediti.
So there are moments in Krishna consciousness, surely we have just to follow blindly, we don't know.
Naravno, postoje trenuci svjesnosti Krišne kad moramo slijepo slijediti jer jednostavno ne znamo.
But there is no reason to follow entirely blindly.
Ali nema razloga da u potpunosti slijepo slijedimo.
There is so much rational basis of Krishna consciousness.
Postoji toliko racionalnih osnova svjesnosti Krišne.
That we are not this body is a rational thing.
Da nismo ovo tijelo, to je racionalna stvar.
That there is a supreme control is a rational thing.
Racionalna stvar je to da postoji vrhovni kontrol.
Life comes from life is a rational observation.
Život dolazi iz života je racionalna observacija.
So in our preaching we should not move from these levels until people do accept them. Otherwise there is no need to go further.
I mi u svom propovjedanju ne trebamo odlaziti sa ovoga nivoa dok ljudi ne shvate te poante, nema potrebe za tim.
We do appeal to people's rationality first.
Prvo idemo prema racionalnosti ljudi.
But if somebody wants to have a rational proof of Hare Krishna mantra is purifying our heart, well, how can we provide that?
Ako neko želi imati racionalan dokaz da Hare Krishna mantra pročišćava srce, mislim, kako im to možemo dati?
We can tell them, do it.
Možemo im reći, učinite to.
And see for yourself.
I uvjerite se sami.
And look what it did to others.
I pogledajte što je to učinilo drugima.
That you can see.
To možete vidjeti.
This is practical.
Tako, to je praktično.
If we already manage to undermine the faith of the people in materialism by showing them that you have to have a blind faith.
Ako smo već uspjeli podkopati vjeru ljudi u materializam s time što smo im pokazali da moraju imati slijepu vjeru.
How many people get frustrated by sex life?
Koliko ljudi je frustrirano seksualnim životom?
Psychiatric hospitals are full of it.
Psihijatrijske bolnice su ih pune.
There are people making profession money on this.
Postoje ljudi koji su od toga napravili profesiju, zarađuju novac.
Psychiatrists.
Zovu se psihijatri.
They just deal with this disturbed people who were expecting something to happen, they didn't.
Imaju toliko posla sa uznemirenim ljudima koji su očekivali da će se nešto desiti što se nije desilo.
So that's rational. Look,
to je racionalno. Pogledajte.
It's nothing to do with fanatism.
Nema to nikakve veze sa fanatizmom.
Obviously it doesn't do a job, isn't it? It doesn't work.
Jednostavno to ne funkcionira.
You expected the ultimate pleasure and it's not there.
Očekivali ste vrhunsko zadovoljstvo, ono nije prisutno.
And the proof is that you are looking for it again.
A dokaz je taj da ga ponovo tražite.
Like you were looking for something, you didn't find it, so you are looking again somewhere else.
Nešto ste tražili, niste našli, onda tražite negdje opet na drugom mjestu.
And that's the proof. We see people moving all the time.
I to je dokaz, vidite, ljudi se stalno kreću.
You just stand here on the road.
Stajali smo tu na cesti.
Probably within one hour at least 10 cars are passing by.
Unutar sata bar je 10 auto prošlo.
With foreign number plates.
Sa stranim.
From Italy up to Germany.
Registracijim pločicama. Driving od Italije do Njemačke. Kuda voze?
To look at the lakes.
Da gledaju jezera.
What is this called? Plitvička jezera. They all drive there.
Svi voze tamo.
And they look at it.
I gledaju.
Water running down.
Voda teče.
But if it's so beautiful, why don't they stay there?
Ako je tako prelijepo, zašto ne bi ostali tu?
No, they have to drive back again looking for something else.
Ne, moraju voziti nazad da bi tražili nešto drugo.
It's called tourism.
To se zove turizam.
And we have an interplanetary tourism when the frustrated conditioned souls move from one planet to another and they still didn't find it.
Mi imamo interplanetarni turizam kada se frustrirane duše sele sa planete na planetu tražeći nešto i nikad ne nađu.
Yeah, I can go and look at the lake and say, wow.
Idete gledati jezero i kažete, wow.
And what does the lake do for me?
A šta to jezero može učiniti za mene?
What can I do for the lake?
Šta ja mogu učiniti za jezero?
Where's the rasa? Where's the exchange?
Gdje je rasa? Gdje je razmjena?
The lake is there.
Jezero je tamo.
And I'm here.
A ja sam ovdje.
And I am still frustrated.
I još uvijek sam frustriran.
I couldn't really enjoy the lake.
Nisam mogao uživati u jezeru.
I just looked at it.
Samo sam gledao u njega.
And the lake didn't do anything.
Jezero nije učinilo ništa.
Then I drive home again.
I onda opet vozim nazad kući.
And I tell all the neighbors, I was at the lakes, it was fantastic.
I onda kažem svim susjedima, o, bio sam na jezeru, bilo je tako fantastično.
That's probably even bigger pleasure as to look at the lake.
To je u stvari veće zadovoljstvo nego gledati na samo jezero.
To impress the neighbors.
Impresionirati svoje susjede.
That's pretty mediocre, you know.
To je stvarno mediokratski.
From spiritual point of view, this is really...
Sa duhovne tačke gledišta, to je stvarno...
The wonderful thing is when you chant Hare Krishna, you don't have to go anywhere.
Prelijepa stvar kad ste Hare Krishna, onda ne morate ići nikuda.
And then suddenly you are happy.
I odjednom ste sretni.
You don't even know why.
A ne znate ni zašto.
It's for free.
I to je besplatno.
Why?
Zašto?
Well, because you relate to Krishna.
Zato što ima odnos sa Krishna.
And he relates to you.
I zato što Krishna ima odnos s vama.
You don't even understand how he relates to you.
Ne, čak i ne razumijete kako on ima odnos s vama.
You understand. I'm happy.
Jednostavno shvatite, ja sam sretan.
And you chant more, you say, I'm more happy.
I onda mantrate, onda shvatite, ja što još sretniji.
Yeah. So this is spiritual life.
To je duhovni život.
Minimum endeavor, maximum result.
Minimalan pokret, maksimalan rezultat.
And the karmis, they are maximum endeavor and no result.
Kod karmija imaju maksimalan trud i nikakav rezultat.
Every time I go here, you know, svaki, you have a family.
Svaki put kad dođem ovdje,
I always think, okay, my daughter, she likes to jump in the salty water, so let's stop at the ocean, okay, for one day.
Kad god dolazim sa obitelji ovamo u redu, moja čerka voli da skoči u slano more, hajde staćemo.
I could almost make a vow here, I will never stop on the Croatian coast again.
I gotovo sam dao zavjet, nikad više neću stati na hrvatskoj obali.
Especially because I don't like Czech tourists.
Posebno zato što ne volim češke turiste.
It's like a uneducated sheep.
Poput neobrazovanih ovaca.
They try to enjoy in one week.
Pokušavaju jednom tjednu toliko uživati.
But they miss the whole year.
Ono što im nedostaje cijele godine.
And because they all do it at once.
I pošto to svi čine odjednom.
At the same time.
U isto vrijeme.
Pure hell.
To je čisti pakao.
It's just hell.
Jednostavno pakao.
Maybe the coast is nicer than winter, you know.
Možda je obala mnogo ljepša zimi.
Nobody there.
Kad nema nikoga tamo.
I saw places in Croatia, they are lying next to each other like sausages. There's barely 20 centimeters next between.
Gledao sam mjesto u Hrvatskoj gdje leže jedni pored drugih poput kobasica, nema ni 20 centimetara između njih.
They call it enjoyment.
I to zovu uživanje. Šta je to?
It's all in the head.
Sve je to u glavi.
So this one is to practice. So I also practice.
I ja sam to prakticirao.
Slovenija is even better. They have one camping for the whole country at the beach.
Slovenija mi se čini bolje, jedan kamp na čitavoj obali.
And it's very popular for very, very drunk young people.
Jako je popularan za mlade pijane ljude.
So it's like going to hell.
Jednostavno kao odlazak u pakao.
You cannot sleep there.
Ne možete spavati tamo.
They scream all night.
Oni vrište čitavu noć.
And devotees, they seem sometimes like probably it's going to start to rain as usually here.
A pak ovdje će vjerovatno početi padati kiša kao i obično.
Maybe for everybody should bring next to the, you know, to this festival a stick, a long stick.
Možda bi svako na ovaj festival trebao donijeti jedan dugački štap.
Not to take sannyas.
Ne da bi uzeo sannyasu.
But to hold up that plastic here when it becomes.
Nego da bi držao ovaj plastični krug ovdje.
Can all sit here with the sticks.
Svi ćemo sjediti ovdje sa štapovima.
But still, devotees are happy.
Ali još uvijek bhakti su sretni.
I mean, material is spoken, you know, it doesn't make always sense, but
materijalno govoreći nema nekog smisla, ali zašto, zašto?
Because that's really me enjoying.
Jel zato što ono stvarno ja uživam?
And who cares for the rain?
Koga je briga za kišu?
Okay. I don't want to minimize the sietra.
Dobro, završit ćemo.
Is it okay to prepare or to be right away? Or? Yeah? Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.